I'm presented here at the beginning now. I go back to chapter 1 and start here that we might see the message of the man. I think now we know a little something about this man. He's a fearless man, an outstanding man, and he is giving out a message. But the thing that really startles me is that this man has a world view. He has a global conception. He speaks first here to the nations that were contiguous to and surrounded the nation Israel. And he spoke to the great world powers of that day. Now, that wasn't something new. Later on, the other prophets did it also. You find that Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and certainly Daniel. But the method of those men was first to speak of God's judgment of the nation Israel. Then they would take up the different nations. Now, Amos reverses that method. He speaks of God's judgment of the nations round about. Now, when he spoke at first there at the king's chapel, God was going to judge Syria, and God was going to judge these other nations that were round about, Philistia, Phoenicia, and Edom, and Ammon, and Moab. Why, everybody filled the king's chapel. He really was drawing a crowd because they were very glad for him to preach on the sins of the Moabites, you see, but not on their sins. There are a great many people today, they like for the preacher to preach on the sins of the Moabites, which they committed 4,000 years ago or even longer. And that's all right, but don't step on our toes or you're in real trouble. Well, this man, this is one place he exercises, it seems to me, a great deal of diplomacy. And he was an eloquent man, although he was out yonder from the desert and he was a country preacher. He had the language of a Shakespeare, and some of his statements are eloquent statements. And he was, in my judgment, a great preacher. I disagree with Amaziah, who told him that he ought to get out of town. I disagree with Amaziah.